For Americans of a certain generation, a turning point in television history and the first moment when African Americans and white Americans could genuinely find a shared history together came with the broadcast of the TV miniseries in 1977 called Roots on ABC.
Papa wants to get back to masses. Don't want to run into any patrollers after it gets dark.
Kizzy, don't you want to be my slave? Aren't you my friend?
Of course I'm your friend, Missy Ann. I just has to ask my mama and my papa.
That's Leslie Uggams as Kizzy Reynolds in Roots and Sandy Duncan playing Missy Ann Reynolds. Uggams has been there for a lot of turning points in the entertainment business, a performer since the age of six. Uggams is a cultural pioneer, winning a Tony Award for her Broadway debut in Hallelujah Baby and becoming the first African-American woman to host her own TV variety show way back in 1970. Today, Uggams stays busy and relevant with roles including the hip-hop television drama Empire and this year's hit comic book movie Deadpool. Now, there's a range. Uggams spoke with Takeaway producer Dana Roberson about how it was that 1977 series Roots that collectively turned Americans inward to their own history, seeking answers to the basic question of how we all live together.
Well, it was the first time that America got exposed for their history. Everything had been hush-hush because it certainly wasn't in the history books. And Alex Haley wrote this incredible book about searching his roots and this journey from Africa to America and how we were treated. And people were just riveted because they had never seen anything like this before. And that's why every night people were glued to the television. And that's why it got such huge ratings, because people were like shocked.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did anything else but watch that series.
Well, also, remember, there was only three networks. So therefore, we didn't have to compete with cable. And you better watch it if you wanted to see it. And I mean, it was like the stars were aligned. There was a big blizzard in the east, so people were kind of shut in. So everything worked for the show, and including the head of ABC, who decided he didn't think much of it, so he wanted to get rid of it, and he put it on every night, which made him a hero because it became the miniseries, and he got all the credit for that. But it was just a special experience.
What was it like personally playing the role of Kizzy?
Well, Kizzy, I carry her still in my heart, because she, through terrible, terrible circumstances, still managed to keep her head above water and to bring up the son and make sure that he carried the tradition that she had gotten from her father, which was keep telling the stories about where you came from, pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. And she was an extraordinary, strong character to play.
Does our generation sort of have that desire or knowledge that it's important to pass information on, do you think? The younger generation today.
Well, you got the iPod and the iPad and the I this and the I that. I mean, information has become sound bites, unfortunately. I don't know how many sit down with their parents or their grandparents and really ask them about their history. They should. When I was growing up, I didn't get much information from my grandmother because they were ashamed of, you know, being born slaves and living on plantations, and it was a kind of horror story, so they didn't want to share that. But I think it's very important now for parents who, you know, you have children, to tell your stories.
Was your grandmother still living when Roots came out?
No, unfortunately, she had passed away, because I know she would have loved it. She would have loved it, because she was one of 10 children, and her mother had children by the plantation owner. But he built a house for them and a school on the property. It's quite an amazing story, the Boyds. And they were well educated, and they became dentists and doctors and teachers, and it's amazing.
They have come out recently with a recent updated Roots. Opinions varied on whether it stood the test of time. I think the original Roots stands the test of time. But there's been a lot of sort of a resurgence of these sort of slave narrative movies, series that have been coming out. Do you think it's important that we continue to tell slave narratives, or should we move past those times?
Well, I think we need to start talking about the modern times. I mean, there's been great people in our history who have made great contributions, and you know, we've seen the slavery situation, and I think it's time to move on and do something new, because we certainly have great people in history that we could make movies about, and that's what we need to do. It's not easy, you know. It's kind of, I guess, easier when you see black people in conflict and that, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, that makes a great movie. But I think it's time to move on.
Speaking of moving on, Deadpool.
Yes, that was me.
Blind Al, what was that like?
Oh, awesome. Just absolutely awesome. I had such a great time. I love Ryan Reynolds and Tim Miller, who directed it. And I just love the character. She's feisty, and they have a great relationship. It's kind of like a love-hate relationship. And they're both together, funny as hell.
It's great to mix it up, too.
Yes.
You know, challenge yourself.
Absolutely.
In different roles and comedy and serious roles. And it's certainly a far cry from Kizzy.
Oh, yes.
And Empire.
Yes. I love that character and Leah Walker. And people have really taken to her. She's scary.
She's
cuckoo, cuckoo. So you never know what she's going to do. But people really have. They're enjoying her tremendously. And I love the fact that it also gives the character of Lucius, you really understand where he's coming from. Because even though he's been flashback with his rapping, telling his story and everything, to see the dynamic now between him and his mother right there in the flesh, who was supposed to be dead.
But she wasn't.
But she wasn't.
And now she's there.
Yes. It makes it his character even more powerful, I think.
So what's next? What's next for you?
I never know. Quite honestly, I never know. You know, my mother used to say to me, you look around one corner and it comes around the other. So I'm looking, and who knows?
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And an honor. Thank you.
Bye.
Speaking of The Takeaway, is Dana Robeson, and Leslie Uggams is a Tony and Emmy Award-winning actress and singer.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.